Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah. Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
I walk in the door.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, saints. Let me know if you can hear me. If you would, please give me a sound check. Let me know how I'm coming in. Let me bless you all. Thank you for being here. Hallelujah. Give me a sound check, please, saints. 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. Hallelujah. Okay, 10. Hallelujah. 10 for 60 Green. Brother Willie, 10. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're coming in good. All right. Well, bless you all, saints. Thank you all for being here tonight, this evening, for your time. I do greatly appreciate y'all being here. Love you dearly, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So bless you all. Bless you all. Bless you all. Well, this is the Brother segment of Straight Way Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm your host tonight, Deacon Bell. Hallelujah. Well, bless you all, saints. Hope everyone was encouraged by the word yesterday. Edified, getting as many of y'all ministers to us, and also remind us of the season that we're coming into, you know, because we got the Feast of Trumpets kicking off this week. Hallelujah. Hey, you know, thanks. I was working with the young boys today, my sons and Brother Scott's sons. We're doing some cleanup on the land a little bit up at the shop here, and we were coming up the hill. The boys were. We're talking about their excitement for the feast coming up, and you know, so that's a pleasure to hear that in our children, how they you know, delighting themselves in the things of the Most High. You know, which is beautiful, which is good. I mean, when I was their age, I wasn't, you know, I never thought about the feast days. I didn't know nothing about them. You know, I knew the pagan days, you know, the Christmas, the Easter, the, you know, Sunday, Sabbath. I knew that crap, but you know, somebody talked to me about the Feast of Trumpets. What? Tabernacles, who? You know, Pentecost, what? What are you talking about, man? So I'm just grateful that Most High has granted me the privilege to raise up children and to teach them his way, to help, you know, guide them in the truth as much as I'm able to. And, of course, we got pastors, elders, other folk, people around, too, that can help as well with that. And teaching them and being examples to them as well. Hallelujah. You know, because we are set-apart people. And, you know, and the people on the outside are looking in. They're looking. And they're beholding. They're wondering as well, too. Let me read y'all a scripture here. Hold on a minute. Let me find it. Hold on, give me 1 second here. Let me make this bigger. So, Brother Josh, let's go to Acts chapter 5, starting at verse 12. Thanks. You guys know the rule. Go back and read all this in context, please. With everything that I do go over tonight, you know, go back and read it in context. I greatly appreciate that. Just for your, you know, for your own understanding. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second here. Oh, yeah. All right. Acts chapter 5, starting at verse 12. You know, this is happening after after Ananias and Sapphira died. You know, of course, you know, they lied and gave up the ghost, and the young men buried. So, hallelujah. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest, there's no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And the believers were the more added to, to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. I'm going to focus on this one, on verse 13. You know, the rest, durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. You know, nobody just... You know, the people, they saw the disciples, they saw the assembly, but they didn't just run up and, hey, I'm gonna join your church. I want to join your assembly. They didn't dare just do that. Why? Because the signs and the wonders that were being done amongst the people there. Now, they saw, you know, it wasn't just the miracle of healing that happened, but also they saw Ananias and Sapphira die. They're like, oh, crap. People say, I don't know about that. I'm kind of... You know, I'm not going to, you know, that word durst actually means dare to join himself to them. Why? Because that fear, the fear of y'all was on people, seeing the disciples and everything. They were like, oh, okay. They got the mighty Elohim amongst them. I'm going to have to tread carefully here. So they ain't just run up and, hey, I want to put my name in the hat for membership. I want to be on the deacon board, the usher board. I want, you know, on all the church rolls. No, they, you know, they didn't do that. They people were very, very careful, about approaching the assembly at that time. And you know, things, people out there watching, they're listening to the testimonies, hearing, you know, about people being healed and delivered and set free. And so, a lot of people are wondering. Wondering, like, what do I do? What do I do? Do I call them? Can I go join them? Oh, wait, let me read verse 11. The great fear came upon all the assembly, the church, all the assembly, and as many as heard these things. Excuse me, keep them along. So, yeah, and that's what that. And so there's a lot of fear. The saints, you know, of course, when Ananias and Sapphira got checked out too, you know, they were scared as well too. Like, oh man, they got, you know, they Most High judged them for lying. You know, that fear back then, do we got fear today for the lying that we do? What the Most High pulls our ticket? You know, they lied about money. What you lying about today? And don't forget, liars aren't going into the kingdom. They aren't entering into the city. So make sure you get some fear of the Most High on you. To lie about anything. Don't break his command. Hallelujah. But, you know, a lot of people are looking at our assembly. They'll be holding. Some of them are looking with a good heart. And some are looking with an evil heart. You know, wanting to criticize and make mouths at what we do. You know, we're out here at Straightway and all the communities, homesteads. We're occupying and turning to the Most High come. Yeah, well, like pastors and highlighting the scripture, we're building houses and planting vineyards. We're building houses and dwelling in them, planting vineyards and eating the fruit of them. We got gardens, eating the fruit of that. Yeah, our garden was so beautiful this summer. I tell you, it was just beautiful to see how much the Most High blessed the labor of the hands of the sisters with the growth of the garden and everything. The stuff that Brother Rich planted up the hill. You know, the watermelons, the squashes, the kale, the greens, the tomatoes, and we had a good harvest. A lot of stuff, the corn, you know, and like Pastor always said, even the chickens production, the eggs and everything, the meat birds, they were back in the race back then. We got, you know, we butchered and stuff. Y'all seen the videos, but you know, we had some good food growing here. And I'm grateful that the Most High blessed us with that. Our harvest was plenteous, you know. And I tell you, it's good to, you know, be praying over your crops, praying for your crops and your herds, you know, the animals, the food that we got, everything. And I need to take it seriously to be praying for our food, you know, because the Most High don't bless our harvest. You know, we're going to end up being hungry. But hallelujah. So let me say this, too, while I'm thinking about it, too. You know, I was on the internet earlier, and I'll tell you, Saints, it's amazing how deep you can get caught up into the world wide web. You know, the internet. You don't take much to see something wicked. Click a button, you got, you know, wickedness everywhere. Of course, you know, good stuff that you go to, but there's a lot of wickedness on this internet. And Satan will say, just be careful how much time you spend on that. Getting caught up in things that tempt your soul. You know, if you helping brothers and counseling, or different things they deal with from being on the internet, sometimes it's so easy. It's so easy to get on there. It's easy to get on there, but then it's hard to keep your eye from seeing something wicked that you don't need to be looking at and causing yourself to stumble and sink. And so you know you got a weakness there, stay away from it. With all the pornography on the internet, I mean, dang, are you trying to scroll the Kroger's website because you want to order some food and you got 15 different wicked things on the side and everything. So the things, just be just be careful when you're on the internet. All right, hallelujah, just that. And even at that too, just if you ain't doing nothing wicked, just all the time you spend up on that damn computer screen, all the damn phone screen. Tell you what, if we spent half as much time in our Bible as we did on the internet, man, how much word would we have in? Hallelujah! And I know some of us. Well, I'm on the Bible. I'm on my phone. I use my phone Bible. Well, I got you. I understand that. But like Pastor said, it's something about reading that word in the paper, getting your book out, reading it out of there. as opposed to even reading on the phone. There's a difference. There's a connection when you got your book. You know, because you know, while you got it on your phone, you know, you have to fight off text messages, notifications for this or for that. But when you got that book, you know, and you can seclude it with that, there's a, you know, there's less distraction. The Most High is able to minister to you that way. That's the, in a better way. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I am grateful for the feast of the Most High. I really am, saints. I'm glad that we're in this season of the feast. You know, we went through Passover and Pentecost, and now here we are in the fall feast. Of course, the weather's starting to change, but hallelujah. That's good, too. We give thanks to the Most High for that. So we'll be thankful and not murmur about the weather. You know, we didn't like it when it was hot as hell, and now when it gets cold, we can't complain about that either. Let's just give thanks and hallelujah. And keep on trusting and doing being about our Father's business. Hallelujah. So, let's see. All right, Brother Josh, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. First Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Yeah, let me get there, too. Hey, Brother Josh, let's start at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Master Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of Yah through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah, saints. You know, we're kept through the power of Yah through faith. And you know, a lot of times you look at a lot of times, saints, we get discouraged to the temptations and stuff that we may go through. I can't tell you how many times I've counseled with people, saints, brothers, needing help with different situations. You know, and you look at the saints, of course, we all got to, you see your brother or sister overtaken in a fault and things like that, or the temptation and battles people go through. You know, you look at your brother or sister, like, man, Father, help. Or you want solutions for everything that they go through. But, you know, it's, and even though the saints, we got our battles. Saints are going through things, dealing with stuff. But, and of course, what's the word say? Your adversary, the devil, goes about the wrong line, seeking whom he may devour. In all the situations, the devil's making more on the saints. But, one thing I do, in spite of all the times you have to spend counseling and helping saints, I do like the fact that these saints haven't quit. They're staying in the battle. They're fighting the good fight of faith. Yeah, they may fail in some areas and you give over the sins and temptations and stuff, but yet they are kept by the power of Yah through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. See, that salvation of Yah, the faith of Yah working in them, power of Yah working in them. Hey, the blood can overcome all this. Keep getting my blood applied. You're going to get the victory. Don't give up. You keep following me. Hold on to me. Hold on to my hand. I got you. We've all read that, seen that thing with the footprints in the sand. Of course, you read it. You look at it and say, hey, Jesus, why'd you leave? No, I didn't leave you. When you couldn't walk no more, when you was finished, I carried you. You know, I'm going to bear, you know, like he bore Israel on the eagle's wings. Through our walk of faith, he's bearing us on his wings. He's holding us in his hands. So, I'm going to tell you, don't give up. Don't give up the fight. You keep fighting. You keep pressing. As we go to this feast day, it's time to rejoice in the Most High Yah. He gives us the strength. He gives us the endurance. You know, because he's our life. He's our substance. You know, when Moses was on the mountain with the Most High, he didn't have any food to walk. He didn't need it. He was with life itself. He's with the Creator. He's with the Most High. That he was in the presence of life. So how can you die when you're in life? There's no death in the Messiah. There's no death in Yah for us. We abide in him. He'll abide in us. He's the vine. We're the branch. And we don't bear the root. He's bearing us. But thanks to God, we have to keep, have to stay in the fight. Keep pressing. I know the battle's tough. What pastor seen that song? When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, a bright and shining crown. Hallelujah. Wear a crown. Wear a crown. A bright and shining crown. So don't give up the fight, saints. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. There's no armor for the back, so don't turn your back on the enemy. You keep fighting them. When you can't stand, keep standing anyway. Call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebuking the adversary if he's trying to attack you. You know, what's the word say? Submit yourself to Yah, resist the devil, he'll flee. So while we're fighting the enemy, we're going to make sure we stay in a state of submission to the Most High so that the enemy will flee. Hallelujah. For the battle's not ours, it's the Most High. And what is the end of your faith? It's the salvation of your soul. So keep fighting. Don't be discouraged. Like the old song said, where he leads me, I will follow. Well, you know, where you lead me leads me into a fight. Well, hey, get your sword out and fight the enemy. And plus, and the Most High leads us into a fight. When I say it like that, hey, he's got our back. What's he going to do? He's going to lead us in a fight that he's fighting and he's going to win. But he wants to use us as his vessels on the earth to manifest his power through, his glory through. When Israel conquered the promised land, they weren't doing that on their own. Most High was with them. The army's out there fighting. He's raining stones on them, turning them to flight. Just different things are happening. And when King Sennacherib came against Jerusalem with King Hezekiah. You know, Hezekiah prayed and everything, and a prophet came to him and gave him the answer. And Most High said, look, I've heard the blasphemy of Sennacherib. Don't worry, I got this. I got you, Israel. Don't be afraid. You know, you're under siege. Man, what happened? The one angel goes out there and slays like 100,000 men. But the Most High, with one angel, can slay 100,000. What if he's in the whole leech? The armies of this world are done. The enemy, your spiritual enemies, the doubts, the fears, the unbeliefs, the tempt, all the tormenting thoughts, everything, the bitterness, the hurts, all that stuff is defeated when we submit ourselves to Yah. When we get out, when we repent, confess our sins to him. He's faithful and just to forgive us. We get these things under the blood, be cleansed by it, you know, because the blood hadn't lost its cleansing power. When we get cleansed, Satan don't have no hold on us. There's nothing he can do to flee for a season and try again the next go around. But let's just keep ourselves in a state of fear, reverence, and submission to the Most High, and just trusting in Him and not trying to do it ourselves. Because I'm, you know, Elder Donnie and I counseled from my brother yesterday. And one of the last things that Elder Donnie said to a brother, he told him, said, you know, don't you try to do this all by yourself. Yeah, you know, you have to trust in the Most High. Fighting your battles, going through things, you know, stuff that he was dealing with. You know, trying to encourage him, you know, how many times, you know, saints, we've all been guilty of this, trying to fight these battles on our own. You know, don't ask the Most High for help. You know, before you try to deal with stuff, you don't pray. And next thing you know, you wonder why the devil's stomping you out in the fight. Then you got to crawl to the ropes in the ring. You know, Jesus giving you smell spot, slapping you around. Hey, wake up, wake up. You know, it's like, hey, come on. You know, look, I'm giving you all the tools. You got to use them. You can't go out there in your own strength. You will get creamed every time. And I can't tell you how many battles I lost to Satan, trying to fight him on my own. So I learned I got to lean on the Most High. Let him be my strength. Just like Paul found out. And Jesus tell him, in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. So then Paul had to learn how to abide in Christ, abide in Jesus. Let the Most High be his shield and buckler, like David. Hallelujah. So let's keep fighting the battle, saints. When you've done all the stand. Hallelujah. Just don't give up your faith. Don't let the enemy cause you to become faint-hearted. Don't put down your soul. Don't put down your sheep. Don't take off the helmet of salvation. You keep on the girdle of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. There's no armor for the back, and there's no cowards in this fight. You're not allowed to be a coward in this fight. The Most High has equipped you, and he's standing with you, but you got to stand there too. Just like when the armies of Pharaoh was coming for Egypt, you know, all people crying to Moses, and Moses was like crying to Yah. The Most High says, well, Moses, what you crying to me for? Of course, he knows why. the people crying to me, Father. The army comes. What do we do? You know, of course, the angel was in between Israel and the army. And what the Most High did? Hey, Moses, stretch out your rod. And boom, the Red Sea opens up. A lot of people walk over on wet ground, right? Soggy ground. They got stuck, and the enemy came and devoured them, right? No, a lot of people walked over on dry ground. Why? They did it by faith. And what is faith? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Wait, I quoted that wrong. Hold me go there. We posted that in there, Brother Josh, Hebrews chapter, what was it, chapter 1? Or was it chapter 10? Hold up. I forgot. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And don't forget, the Egyptians did the same thing. They tried to cross over behind our people after Israel got over on the dry ground. After Israel got over on dry ground, the Egyptians, after the angel got away, the Egyptians came to do the same thing. They got in there. They got in there, but they didn't make it to the other side. So they didn't have any faith. The water came in on them. Yeah, thank you, Brother Josh. Yeah, Hebrews 11. I was looking at 10. I was like, no, that ain't it. Where's that? We got it. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. So you get the evidence when you see your faith manifest. You know, you look at it like this. You know, learn how to cast out devils. You know, when we first started that, It was the biggest thing doing that. Even I remember we started how Deacon Gas would, come on, Doug, you can do this. Come on, we'd all encourage each other. But I remember him specifically encouraging me to do it. You know, and Pastor, of course, and Teacher Shane, you know, and other people too. But you know, but it's like exercising that faith. But you know, the more you do it, the stronger you get at it. You know, now you literally can cast devils all in your sleep. For those of us who've been doing it for a long time, you know, it's literally, that's nothing. What's the next thing? And like Pastor said, too, you know, we've gotten so used to seeing miracles, we expect it. You know, our children expect to see it. So it's come old hat to us. But at the same time, you know, we can rejoice and be glad in the Most High that he's still present amongst us, showing himself. Hallelujah. So. But, you know, but still, that faith has to be exercised. And then as you see things happen, it's like, wow, you know, starting to cast on the devil for the first time, you know, come out in the name of Jesus, just saying it. And then first nothing happened, and then boom, devil comes, you know, the devil manifests, and then boom, it's gone. After a time, some come out quickly, some take some time. Like you read a lot of accounts, like pastors highlighted in the Bible, you read the accounts, and the devil came out within that in that hour. So you know, people like to say, well, if y'all so powerful, how come it takes so long to cast the devil out? Well, why don't you come cast it out then? Since you so powerful in the spirit, let's see you do it. If it take an hour, if it take 10 minutes, or if it take a minute. Some do, some don't. It depends on the level. The level of hold the devil has. How much repentance is taking place. And some of it is just, some devils just take some time. It's a fight. You might get knocked out in the first round, or you might get knocked out in the second round. Or you get a TKO in the third round or 10th round. When you look at Rocky, when he's fighting the movies Rocky, fighting Drago. You know, Drago, that big Russian guy. And him and Drago went to the last round, finally Rocky was able to put him down. But him and Rocky had to knock out Drago. They were both tired and beat up. You know, even when Rocky was fighting Apollo Creed, you know, he went down to the last round too, I think. And they both fell down, and Rocky got up, and Apollo couldn't. Apollo Creed couldn't get up, didn't get up. So he, and Rocky was, giving the title. So just like that, you just never, depending on what you do with some cases, you just have to fight for it. You know, everything is not going to just be handed to us in the, because we're a microwave generation. So it's not going to be handed to us just easy like that all the time. I can say it in that manner. Most times, the devil want to see what you got. He want to see if you're going to fight him or not. Of course, we got Jesus on our side, so we're going to win, but we do have to do our part. And most I want to make sure we have to be locked in for the warfare, which is fine. Hallelujah. But who cares what the detractors say? If they criticize how we cast out devils, we don't care. So you do it, and you do what you do over there. By not casting out devils, we're going to show our faith in the word, and our faith and our belief in the word by casting out devils. Hallelujah. Because we do believe. Because these signs shall follow them that believe. We believe when we cast them out, they don't believe, so they don't cast them out. They don't speak in tongues, and they don't do nothing else. Hallelujah. But saints, let's get our hearts ready, prepare it with thanksgiving for the Most High for these feasts. As we head to them, so we got trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and tabernacles. It's going to be beautiful. Hallelujah. Let's just make sure that we, as we come to these feasts too, saints, let's make sure we don't forget whose feasts they are and that we are guests invited as well. Because whose feasts are they? The Feast of the Most High. They don't belong to us. They belong to Him. Now, we're His seed. We get to, we get to come. We're ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, so we're here to, as well as teach the nations, but don't forget that we are the children of the king, the ministers, right to the Gentiles, to the nations. So everybody can see how much we love our Yah, but how well we honor Him on his feast days as well. We don't ignore Him. We strive to obey Him. The best of our ability, trying to keep them better every year. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, Brother Josh, let's go to what was the last scripture? I kind of got off, what I want to talk about. Hallelujah. I want none of this in the notes, y'all. But anyway, y'all's good. I tell you what. I do want to read. Yeah, let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let me go there and make sure I got the right verse. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll read verses 1 and 2, Brother Josh. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Yah, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. But you look at the condition of men in the last times. You know, covetous, proud, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient, the parents, unfaithful, and unholy. Let's look at those two. The last two there. Unthankful and unholy saints. Where are we at on that? Where you rate yourself on that? Are you unthankful? And are you unholy? And hopefully you ain't running around proud and boasting, and blaspheming and being disobedient to your parents, those of you children, without natural affection or tree hugger, or that natural affection where you hate your brother or your sister in the faith. You know, truth breaker, false accuser. Anyway, thanks. Let's keep a check on our condition. But let's make sure we come into these feasts thankful though, not unthankful. Let's make sure we got a spirit of holiness about us, so we can't be charged with no unrighteousness. Yeah, hallelujah. Let's come to this feast with a heart of thanksgiving. Praising the Most High, honoring Him in all that we do. Like I said, you know, these are His feasts and we are His guests. So let's make sure we do honor the King. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Joshua, go to Jude. Starting at verse 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Master Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, build up yourselves by your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of Yah, looking for the mercy of our Master Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, you know, saints, let's go back up here. Verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, you know, being sensual, having not the Spirit. And you look at the folks that have separated themselves from us, and folks who've had to pull away from the ministry as well, too. You know, they're separate themselves from us or put away from us. But, you know, I thank y'all that folks have separated themselves and gone out from us because they're not up. So that way, that's one less spot that can spoil themselves in our feast of charity. As the feast come up, if we can get there and go into it again, hey, all other people have left in between that time. But praise Yah. Hallelujah. They gone. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't trying to be unmerciful. But, hey, bye. Go. Leave out from amongst us. If you're hindering the work of Yah, the power of Yah among us, I want you gone. I don't want the spots in the feast. The essential and having not the Spirit? No. Bye. Go. Come out from amongst us. You know, we're the holy remnant of Yah. That's what we speak to, minister to. We don't want the unholy and ungodly amongst us. And some folk, you know, some folk are hidden. You know, they come around not because they got a true love for Yah. They don't win the last days. In the last days, the time is wrapping up, saints. I don't know how much time we got, but, you know, if we got 100 years, 30 years. however long we got. But, you know, we see how wicked the times are being. But anyway, a lot of people come amongst us, not because they love Yah. You know why they're really here? Because they're seeking to save their flesh. Some folks, they come with the wrong intent. But that wrong intent don't keep you. Because they're not being honest with themselves. And that's why they don't make it, even amongst us. I mean, if we went to the wilderness, they definitely wouldn't make it. So thank y'all. He weeded them out. I think he did them a favor, weeding them out before we end up, you know, before we get in the wilderness type situation. They definitely die out there. Let's not be too sure of ourselves when we're past this. Just say this not too long ago, how many of us would make it in the wilderness? We make it one day out there, start murmuring, and most like I'll slay over half of us. So don't be too sure of yourself. Take heed lest you fall. Hallelujah. I want to go down to verse 22 here. And if some have compassion, making a difference. And like, you know, when you see a brother or sister in a fault, you know, do you have compassion on them? Trying to make a difference in their life, striving to help them, laboring with them when they need somebody? Or we do like what James said. We see a brother or sister that's destitute, in need. We say, hey, I'll pray for you, brother. Be warm and filled, you know. You know, don't give them what they need. You know, they need, you know, they need our help. You know, this is a damn shame sometimes, thanks. You know, when brothers and sisters are coming to ask for deliverance, but we won't help, you won't make yourself available to help. In a deliverance mission, these saints come to you asking you for your help, but you don't got time. You ain't doing nothing, but you don't have time to help them. That's something we need to stop. Because when it's you don't have no problem beelining for the person that you want to help you, but you need to make sure you make yourself available to your brother or sister that needs you. Don't be so selfish. Hallelujah. I had a brother come in and tell me he'd went to some other a particular brother to help him and his brother, you know, well, he just stopped helping him for whatever reason. You know, I never did ask for all the particulars of that. But I just said, brother, I'll help you, no problem. No problem. I would do my best to help you. You know, because why would you not want to help somebody? Especially your brother or your sister. You know, have compassion. Hallelujah. Anyway. All right, Brother Josh. Let's go to... Wait a minute. Let me see if I'm going to be there. Oh, verse 24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, the only wise Yah, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Hallelujah. Says I mean, hallelujah. And that's talking about the Most High. Now he's able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. He's able to help you to be able to stand before the Son of Yah unashamed. This is the Most High that's going to help us all maintain our testimony, saints. Hallelujah. He'll give us the earnest of his spirit. And he Most High know what he's doing. Don't worry. Every time you struggle, you know what? You struggling, the things you struggle with. Don't worry about it. He got you. You know, you still got to do right, but the Most High got you. We've got to trust him, lean on him. Y'all know, there was one time in the Dalai Pastor was preaching, right? This was years ago. And the old Mother Stallings was in there. You know, the pastor was preaching. The Mother Stallings, you know, she was just in there enjoying the word, just receiving the word from what pastor was saying, though, he pastor was approving, rebuking, exhorting, you know, he was just full throttle that day. You know, he was laying it down, you know. And he said something to Mother Stallings. It was one of the days I happened to be home from work, too. Yeah, for days I happen to be home from work, you know, catching the diamond hall preaching. And he said something to Mother Stones, and just talking about the Most High. And he said something. I can't remember what he said, but Mother Stones said back to Pastor, he says, he ain't never failed me. I failed him, but he's never failed me. You know, she's, you know, saying that, you know, crying, weeping, rejoicing at the same time, you know, but just testifying of the goodness of the Most High Yah, in spite of, you know, that woman was 80 years old, filled with the Holy Spirit. She loved Yah. Righteous old woman. You know, I remember walking by the trailer, hearing her pray at times too. My wife used to pray with her a whole lot. But Mother Saul's testimony, I just never forgot that. She said, hey, I failed him because I can identify how many times I know I had failed. But I know she's been serving the Most High a whole lot longer than I have been. I said, man, dang, mom saying that? Shoot. Okay, Father, hallelujah. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to give up. I don't care if I live to be 1,000, well, not 1,000, but 100 years old. No matter how many mistakes I make, Father, I'm still going to keep on trusting. But I'm going to believe your report. So that old woman can trust y'all. Hey, saints, we gonna trust him. We can trust him too, knowing and believing that he's able to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He can be happy to do it. Oh, hallelujah! Because we're the sons of Yah, we're his children, and he loves us. He gave his son Jesus for us. Hallelujah. All right, let me see. Let's go to hold up. All right, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let Joshua read verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will y'all bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of Yahweh, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Yah, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You know, in verse 16, that the trump, because we're in the Feast of Trumpets, that last trump, we're going to raise that trumpet. So the trumpets are very important. When you read them in the scripture, saints. And, you know, of course, that's talking about the resurrection. At the last trump there, the trump of Yah. The dead in Christ will rise first. So we're going to see those that we've seen die in the faith. Deacon Gaston, our brother Ernie, man, that's all the old saints that have passed. Hallelujah. We'll get to see them. We'll meet Jesus in the air. We'll be changed, get our new bodies, and we're going to rule and reign on the earth with the Most High. That's going to be a beautiful time then. So with all the sorrows and the pains and the sufferings that we deal with right now, you know, we got a great reward that we're looking forward to, saints. Hallelujah. So don't let doubt and unbelief, fears, bitterness, hatreds, and all the like keep you from the love of Yah, and keep you from holding fast your faith until the end. No, like the word says, if we suffer with them, we're gonna reign with them. So they don't tell them what all we got to endure in the days coming ahead. But, you know, we're in the last days. Now, many wicked things we see coming on the face there, all the all the abundant sodomites, this rainbow coalition going on, that mess, things that are, you know, they're looking like the mark of the beast and all that kind of stuff. I mean, wars and rumors of wars. So there's a lot that's going on. But let's just keep our eyes on the prize. We ain't got to be fearful of those things. Cause we got an expected end in this. See what, let's go one more scripture. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Where in time past we were not a people, but are now the people of Yah, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So don't forget that, saints. We are a chosen generation. You know, many are called, and few are chosen. And don't forget, you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus said, hallelujah. You know, yeah, Jesus did say, many are called, and few are chosen. And so we got to, you know, and he also said to the apostles, hey, look, you know, you strive to enter in at the straight gate. So we're a chosen generation of royal priesthood. But we're a chosen generation of royal priesthood that's striving to enter in at the straight gate. So don't let nobody get you out of the press. You keep striving. There's a goal at the end of this thing that we're striving for. Straight to the end, we're going to see our Jesus. Whether we live, whether we die, we're here. But you don't want to die outside of the faith. You want to die in the faith. If you die before the king comes, if the king comes, king, if I die before the king comes, then my chest is going to be sealed in him. I'm going to die in him, but not outside of him. But if I die, you throw in the hole up there with the other saints that passed on before. Hallelujah. But we got to make our call on the election sure, saints. And let's keep pressing. Let's keep striving. Don't look back. Well, let's make sure that we perform our duty. Because what is the whole duty of man? To fear Yah and keep his commandments. We can perform that duty, and we're going to show Yah how much we fear him by obeying his word. We're not going to forget the Sabbath day, and we're going to remember his holy convocations, his feast days. We're going to honor them as well, too, like we have been. That's our manner of life now. And we remember the Passover, Pentecost, you know, we keep all of it, unleavened bread and all of that. Tabernacles, trumpets, and the Day of Atonement. We're going to honor the Most High's word. And like I said, it's the same in order there, folks, but you know, we're going to honor the Most High and keeping the things, doing the things that please him, showing forth our obedience. Because what Jesus said, I do only the things that please the Father. And before he went to the tree, he said, but not my will, thine be done. So Jesus submitted himself, humbled himself to the death of the tree. Let's in like fashion follow after the Messiah. We're going to humble ourselves and obey the Most High's will. Whatever he sets in front of us to do, that's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Because we are sons. We're the sons of Yah. And we're going to obey and please our Father. And be thankful while we do it. Hallelujah. Giving him all the praise and all the glory. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. And greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Well, bless you, saints. I do thank y'all for being here tonight. Y'all remember to keep the man of y'all in prayer. Pastor Don, Pastor Daniel, Pastor Corey, all the elders, leadership. And don't forget to pray for one another. And remember, saints, always, you keep binding and loosing, sending back curses. Because the enemy ain't sleeping. The devil's still working against you. And you got a target on your back. But don't worry about it. Most High got your back. Hallelujah. Well, thank you. Thanks for being here tonight. Bless you, Brother Willie, Sister Brittany, Sister Green, Submissive Servant, Brother Josh. Thank you for being a great co-host. Sister Ziona, I do bless you all. And all of you who are listening by phone and those of you who will be listening later on, I do bless you. Can't wait to see you all. Hug you next at the feast, those of you who are coming. And I just bid you all shalom.